Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan and Treasury Secretary John Snow got an earful today. They were on Capitol Hill, hearing from senators upset about the growing U.S. trade deficit with China. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, Greenspan and Snow warned lawmakers against trying to fix the problem by hitting China with trade sanctions.
Many lawmakers at today's hearing insisted that the U.S. is playing by the rules and China is not. Some say China has gained an unfair advantage by deliberately undervaluing its currency to make its exports artificially cheap. And a growing number now back legislation that would require China to stop pegging its currency to the dollar within 2 years or face a 27.5% tariff on its exports to the U.S. Today, Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan urged Congress to hold back. He said the consequences of such a tariff would be, quote, extraordinary and negative, and he said it wouldn't help.
The broad tariff on Chinese goods that has recently been proposed, should it be implemented, would significantly lower U.S. imports from China, what would comparably raise U.S. imports from other low-cost sources of supply.
And he said there's no credible evidence that a marked increase in the value of the Chinese currency would significantly bolster manufacturing and job creation in the U.S. At the same time, U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow acknowledged that China's currency system is distorting global markets. But he said the Bush administration is already doing what it can to nudge the Chinese government toward allowing China's currency to float.
It's in China's best interest to move and to move quickly. The Chinese have acknowledged their objective of moving to a flexible regime. I think in large part because of the work of Treasury over the course of the last 2 years.
The U.S. has also threatened to brand China as a currency manipulator unless it moves soon. Some lawmakers, including Kentucky Republican Jim Bunning, were clearly not satisfied.
Mr. Secretary, they've kind of told us to take a hike.
Other senators, including Oregon Democrat Ron Wyden, were equally critical of China's policies on intellectual property.
A significant portion of China's economic growth simply is due to a conscious policy of stealing our technology.
Senators cited estimates that stolen patents for auto parts are costing U.S. manufacturers $12 billion per year, and that 90% of the software used in China is pirated. Some of the harshest criticism came from Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry, who said things are getting worse, not better.
So are we powerless, or are you oblivious, or is it a combination of the two?
The hearing came as China's third largest oil company made an unsolicited $18.5 billion bid for U.S. oil company Unocal. It's the largest foreign acquisition any Chinese company has ever tried to make, and it seemed to accentuate lawmakers' unease about China's growing clout. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, one of the sponsors of the bill to raise tariffs on Chinese imports, says he and others are running out of patience and want to see results.
There is something going on here in this Senate that is a fundamental sea change.
Secretary Snow told lawmakers he shares their sense of urgency, but he agreed with Greenspan that slapping tariffs on China would be counterproductive. Both men urged lawmakers to find a, quote, less destructive outlet for their frustration. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.